Check, check, check.
Good morning, mic check. 1, 2, 3, good morning. Good morning. Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to read the people's part. Good morning. Today we have leading our worship service the Reverend Jim Ainsworth, a familiar face to many. Let me do the announcements first. Those that are here in sanctuary, there's a list of prayer requests in the bulletin. We have a congregational meeting today, right after worship service, where we will be installing and ordaining two new elders. Also, session will meet today after, immediately following worship. PELC, the Early Learning Center, has rescheduled its Mardi Gras for April 23rd, a Friday. Actually got that one right this time. Give us a little extra time for people to get vaccinated and to be healthy. Join us there for fellowship and a good cause. And that is the announcements I have. If any other announcements that need to be announced? Okay, I will turn it off to Reverend Ainsworth.
Good morning, Jesus. And welcome to all of you who are here, to those of you who are worshiping via the internet or Zoom. We welcome you to this worship and praise and thanksgiving to our God. What a great opportunity to say our thanks and our praise and our love for God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Please turn in your bulletin and let us begin worship with Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. Determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Please stand and sing, if you are able, hymn number 417, Christ is Made the Sure Foundation. In our behalf, even Jesus Christ. I invite you now to come together, confessing your sins, standing before Him who stands before God for us. Let us pray together. Almighty God, in Jesus Christ, You called us to be a servant people, but we do not do what you command. We are often silent when we should speak, and useless when we could be useful. Have mercy on us, O God, and though we do not deserve your care, forgive us and free us from sin. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God's mercy is never ending. He sent his Son to prove to us he only wants to love us and to receive our love in return. Believe the good news. We are forgiven. Amen.
Praise God for you to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Giving is an act of worship. It is the concrete evidence of our love for God and for God's world. Let us present our offering.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Lord, our offerings are ourselves first and foremost. We give our hearts to you in love and adoration. And all that we have that flows from our hearts, we dedicate to you as well. This, our offering, in Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. I have a story for the children this morning. I want to ask you, what does this look like? A big old rock. It's heavy. I wonder if I can break this rock. Let me beat on it. What happened? Didn't break, did it? Let's see if I can stand on it. Well, that's a trick. Oh, 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 I can't break it. It's too hard. It's a rock. You don't believe me? Whoa. That rock is hard. It's unbreakable. Now, here's something I want to connect to it. I want you to think about that God loves you just as hard as that rock. God will always love you, and no matter what happens, God's love is unbreakable. Unbreakable. No matter what happens at school, at home, when you grow up, I want you always to remember God's love is like a rock, unbreakable. Amen. Can we say a little prayer? Thank you, God, Thank you, God. Your love is our rock. Amen.
Our Old Testament lesson today is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, where he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? Who brings out the host and the numbers them, calling them by all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and will be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. And our New Testament reading is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for the sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It's good to be with you this morning. Our sermon today is going to be a little different. Not so much a sermon in the traditional sense. But today we're going to learn a lesson in history. And more importantly, we're going to underline what it means to be a Presbyterian. Today is a very Presbyterian day when we ordain and install elders. That's the very definition of a Presbyterian church, a church governed by elders. To those of you who are watching this morning who may belong to other denominations, I know that other churches have elders, and I hope that by listening today you will learn something about Presbyterian elders and why they are important in the life of the church. So we invite our visitors this morning, either those who are here or those who are watching, to learn about our Presbyterian history. Presbyterian history begins with a man named John Calvin. Calvin was born in France in 1509. He started studies leading to become a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. At some point in time, Calvin's father decided he should study the law instead of theology, and so he did. He quickly learned both Latin and Greek. He was a good student, and he studied all the ancient theologians and philosophers. In 1529, when he was 20 years old, Calvin went through a conversion to the evangelical movement, which was then sweeping Europe following the Reformation of Martin Luther. Calvin described this experience as becoming obedient to God, and his heart was made teachable. By 1536, Calvin had completed the first edition of his monumental theological treatise called The Institutes of the Christian Religion. When I was in seminary, we had to study the Institutes. They're in a 3-volume translation. They're long. Calvin approached all of Christian theology and ethics in his treatise. He was forced by persecution to move from France and took up residence in Geneva, Switzerland, where he continued to wrestle with the theological and ethical questions of how the church could be guided by the Word of God in Scripture. There are two principles of Calvin's thinking which are the foundation of Presbyterian belief and practice today. Two things: the sovereignty of God and the priesthood of all believers. First, the sovereignty of God. The faith of every Christian begins and ends with the apprehension of the majesty of God. The faith of every Christian begins with God's coming to us. God is sovereign. He is more real, more powerful than anything else in the universe. And to acknowledge God in faith is to acknowledge that God is God alone. A foundation, a rock for Presbyterians. We affirm our faith in this God, our trust in this God, that God has charge of the world, the universe, of heaven and earth and hell. It's all about God. And as we used to say when I was here before, our God is an awesome God. As Presbyterians, that's the underlying, one of the underlying basis of our belief and our faith. As elders, as new elders, I charge you to keep in mind that everything you do as a Christian and as a church leader is under the authority of our God. There's no aspect of human life or church life, our session responsibility, that God is not in charge of. Now, the second principle of John Calvin, the priesthood of all believers, means simply that each Christian has equal access to God and equal responsibility for his or her own life. We don't need a preacher to get us to God. You have as much access to God as I do. Calvin called the whole church to participate in the study and teaching of God's Word. He didn't think it was meant to be for seminarians. It wasn't meant to be for priests. It wasn't meant to be for the higher educated. The Word of God is everybody's. And everybody has a responsibility to study that Word and learn from that Word and grow as a Christian. He also taught that the government of the church was the responsibility of every church member. He pointed out that there were those who were elected as elders who were given the specific responsibility for the day-to-day operation of the church. And these were to be men and women called from among the believers of the church. He valued the necessity of everybody's opinion among believers. He invited dissension. He invited discussion. He invited differences of opinion because we all have our own. Together we discern the will of God as the people of God. So we're charged today to use our minds to study the Scripture, to worship together, and to govern as elders are elected and serve. We are each responsible to God for how we respond to God's grace and God's guidance. This little lesson in history points us to the foundations on which we stand as Presbyterians. We move forward into 2021 in an unknown world of pandemic and is as a church into a new era in ministry. But we are building on the basic blocks of our faith, the building blocks of our faith, that God is sovereign and that I alone am responsible to God. I want you to listen for the themes of Calvin's message in the hymn we are about to sing. It is the only known hymn that Calvin wrote. It is number 621 in your book, I Greet Thee, Who My Sure Redeemer Art.
Please stand if you're able.
Ooh.
recite together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. I invite Libby to come to the front. As there were in the Old Testament times elders for the government of the people, so the New Testament church provided persons with particular gifts to share in governing and ministry. Elders were chosen by the people. Together with ministers of the word, they exercise leadership, government, and discipline, and have responsibilities for the life of a particular church, as well as the church at large, including ecumenical relationships. They shall serve faithfully as members of the session. Elders are persons of faith, dedication, and good judgment. The manner of life should be a demonstration of the Christian gospel, both within the church and in the world.
The congregation of First Presbyterian Church of Lufkin, Texas, has elected Jamie Davis and Emily Corbett to serve on the session. They have been trained for their duties and have been examined by the session and approved for service. They come now to be ordained and installed to office. Will Emily and Jamie, Kitty, Stephen, and Barbara please come forward?
Emily and Jamie, I ask you to come stand in front of me. We are required by the Book of Order, the Constitution of our church, to ask you these questions, and I ask you to answer as your heart leads you to do so. Do you trust in Jesus Christ, your Savior, acknowledge him Lord of all and head of the church, and through him believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you? Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be, by the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the Church Universal, in God's word to you? Do you? Do you sincerely receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith as expressed in the confessions of our church, as authentic and reliable expositions of what Scripture leads us to believe and do? And will you be instructed and led by those confessions as you lead the people of God? Do you and will you? Will you fulfill your ministry in obedience to Jesus Christ under the authority of Scripture, and be continually guided by our confessions? Will you? Will you be governed by our church's polity, and will you abide by its discipline? Will you be a friend among your colleagues in ministry, working with them, subject to the ordering of God's word and spirit. Will you? Will you in your own life seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for the reconciliation of the world? Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of the church? Will you pray for and seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love? Will you be a faithful ruling elder, watching over the people, providing for their worship, nurture, and service? Will you share in government and discipline, serving in councils of the church, and in your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? Will you?
Accept Jamie and Emily as ruling elders or elders chosen by God through the voice of this church to lead us in the way of Jesus Christ. If so, say, I do. Do we agree to pray for them, to encourage them, to respect their decisions, and to follow as they guide us, serving Jesus Christ, who alone is head of the church? If so, say, I do. I do.
As have all elders before you, I invite you now to kneel on the first pew. This is a little different kind of ordination because of pandemic. Kitty and Stephen and Barbara are representing all elders who will come and lay their hands on their family members. But I invite all of you who have been ordained as an elder to stand where you are and to hold out your arms as if you were laying them on Jamie and Emily as we set them apart with prayer. Please come. Almighty God, in every age, you have chosen servants to speak your word and lead your loyal people. We thank you for Jamie and Emily, whom you have called to serve you as elders. Give them special gifts to do their work, and fill them with your Holy Spirit, so they may have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, and be faithful disciples as long as they shall live. Now, by the laying on of hands, set them apart to their office, even as Jesus called 12 apostles and set them apart for their work. We offer this act and this prayer in Christ's name. Amen. You all may be seated, and you too may stand and stay here for a moment. You are now elders in the church for this congregation, by the order of the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church USA and the consecration of prayer. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
I hereby declare that Jamie Davis and Emily Corbett are duly installed to the office of ruling elder and to serve on the session for the class to which they were elected, which is the class of 2023.
Congratulations and God bless. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you. We are about to share in the Holy Sacrament of Communion. If you are worshiping at home, I invite you now to get some bread and some juice or wine so that you may participate with us. And if there is anyone in the congregation who came in without getting your little cup, Jean is standing back there. Would you raise your hand and Jean will bring you one. We have a couple here, Jean. Somebody up there. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. Scripture reminds us that people will come from east and west, from north and south, to sit at table in Christ's kingdom. So we have come from many directions in Angelina and even Houston County to join together in this feast. And there are those who are joining us electronically, who are part of those who are invited to this table of the Lord. When Jesus was at the table with his disciples, he took bread like this and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat for the nourishment of your souls." And he took the wine and poured it out and said to them, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you eat this bread and drink this wine, you remember my death and are joined to me." Let us pray. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Ever-living and eternal God, source of light that never sets and of love that never fails, life of our life, Father of our spirits, draw near to us, and by the remembrance of your ancient mercies, by the ministries of your church, teach us and lead us nearer to you. By all our conflicts, by all our aspirations, by all our fears, by all our joys and sorrows, by life and death itself, teach us and lead us nearer to you. And hear us now as we praise you in one voice, as Jesus has taught us, praying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." I invite you now, if you're here, to peel off the top part of your little packet and find there the bread. If you are at home, I invite you to take a piece of bread and to eat it, remembering Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you." And now take the cup that you have, and drink of it, all of you, for Jesus said, "This is my blood shed for you." O God, we dedicate ourselves to you. By our participation in this meal, we are assured that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall separate us from your love. even as we are separated from one another by COVID-19, draw us nearer to you and to your healing grace. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite Libby to come back to the front as a member in good standing of the Presbytery of New Covenant of the Presbyterian Church U.S. I am authorized to conduct this congregational meeting. I call the meeting to order, and if there is no objection, we'll appoint the clerk of session to act as the clerk of the meeting. No objection is noted, and she is so appointed. We have begun our meeting with worship, and that will be noted in the minutes. The first order of business is to receive the annual reports. Our thanks go to Jean East for compiling all those reports, and they are available to you in the Northex. If you have not picked one up, you can get one after worship today. It is in order that we receive those reports as a congregation, and I will now entertain a motion that the annual reports be received. Mary, and a second by anybody in the congregation. Are there any questions, or is there any discussion of the motion? I hear none. Those in favor of the motion to receive the annual reports, let it be known by vigorously saying yes. All right. Opposed, no. The motion carries. The second item of business is the presentation of the budget for 2021. And Michael, will you come to the front, please?
Good morning. Has everybody received the report, or do they need one? The budget's in the back of the report. Everybody got one? Okay. I've only been treasurer since October, so if you have any questions, I can't answer them. We'll get an answer and get it to you. The preschool, I can't talk a whole lot about the preschool because Sandy usually takes care of that. I can tell you that in the report, the preschool ended with a negative budget of only about $9,000, which is really good. The COVID really played a role into the income of the preschool and also to the church. The general fund, which is the church, ended with a surplus of about $45,000. However, the 2021 budget, if y'all would turn to that, you'll see that the, let me get over here. You will see that the pledges are down by quite a bit. In the far right column, you'll see the increase and decrease in the funds as far as the income and our expenses. You'll see that we had to cut some funds down quite a bit, but we added a line item on the income called surplus from 2020. That surplus at $45,000 I just spoke of has now been rolled into the 2021 budget to give us a balanced budget for 2021. And since we did not have a minister for half of 2020, and we have a PNC committee now searching for a new minister, we had to add a line item for the PNC expenses. And we also had to add up the line item for the interim minister to cover for an interim if we have another interim come in. Now, the salary for our minister of 2021, if you'll notice, is down pretty quite a bit, because that's only a six-month projection. So if the PNC does find a new minister, then we'll amend the budget, delete the PNC search money, and also the interim, and roll it back into the salary of the minister. Now, that salary, of course, is going to be based on what the PNC comes up with. So these salaries are just projections. But anyway, so far, at the end of 2021, we should have a balanced budget. And does anybody have any questions? Okay.
Any questions? Must have done a good job.
I guess we did. And a personal note, we want to thank Sarah for doing a lot of this, because she was the treasurer for the first 10 months of the year of 2020. And so thank you, Sarah.
Michael, just stay there for a minute. Will you make a motion that the budget be received?
We make it up.
Will you?
I'll make a motion that the budget be received as written in this report.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion of the motion? All right. Here's your chance. If you vote on a motion, you got to support the budget. Those in favor, help me hear a loud yes. All right. Opposed, no. The motion carries. Is there any other business to come before this meeting of the congregation? Any monkey business, funny business? No? Okay. Is there a motion that we adjourn the congregation? Mary? Second anywhere? Okay. Back there. Any objection? I hear none. Declare the motion adopted. Will you stand for the benediction? This will conclude our congregational meeting and our worship. Holy God, we are in awe of your presence. You are the rock undergirding all we do as your people and as a church. We come together today to praise you and thank you. And we have found you present in the sacrament of bread and wine. Now go with us wherever we go. We may wear the cape of your love and your protection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.